is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, bring up anything. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you're invited to join us on the phone lines at 800-259-9231. Of course, you can always email in or submit your show prep suggestions to our website. You can go to freetalklive.com. And if you don't already have a free account, you can get one. In fact, you don't need an account to access most of the features on the website. But if you do want to participate in submitting show prep to the site, then you do need an account. It's free. You go in, you submit the link to whatever it is you think is interesting, and then our listeners will take a look at them. They'll vote them up or vote them down. And the most voted up will make it to the front and the top of our website. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. So much to talk about here tonight. I want to start out with a little bit of audio. I came across this today, just after, what was it, last night? Or I guess 2 nights ago, we talked about the kitten. Dale, did you hear about the kitten?
I don't think so.
State trooper captured a kitten because it apparently had been walking on his car at nighttime, leaving paw prints. And so he put out a
disrespectful cage. Little paw prints all over a police car.
Yeah.
He, well, I mean,
that,
we don't
that
know
kitten was not respecting his authority.
We don't know if it was his police car, might have been his personal car.
Okay.
But he put out a cage with some ham in it, captured the cat, claimed that while the cat was in the cage, that it scratched him, and he put a bullet in it. So well, he
that's
murdered.
That's what I do when my cat scratches me. He learns quick that way.
He murdered a 5-month-old kitten. So on the heels of that story, we've got this report from the Associated Press.
All right, it's a...
Oh, wait, that's...
that's my audio.
That's what you're going to be doing tonight. That's a little snippet of what will come up after the show on the podcast.
It's an interview with the guy that put together Magnatune.com. If you want to find out more about it, you can listen to the show or go to Magnatune.com.
This is what I wanted to share.
A 62-year-old grandmother is mad and grieving after police shot and killed her 13-year-old dog, Wrinkles.
You see all the bullet holes, about 8 bullet holes, all up and down the steps with bullets everywhere.
Marietta Robinson says officers showed up with a search warrant for drugs in relation to her 28-year-old grandson, and she let them in her house under one condition.
Now, it's a pretty typical situation, right? The cops coming in, I mean, they're raiding people's homes every single day out there for drugs. Of course, her grandson's more likely that he's the one that's doing the drugs in the house. So we'll see where this ended up going, because she's got some conditions that she wanted to put on this search.
Yeah, I've always kind of wondered with this this house searching thing with the police is, what if you live with someone else? Does that mean that, I mean, their stuff is subject to search if the cops come with a warrant? Because the warrant's supposed to be very specific, but I don't know.
I don't know either. That'd be a good question for our law enforcement listeners out there. Let me continue here. One condition.
I ask his permission. May I put my dog in the bathroom or in the backyard? He said, go ahead and put him in the bathroom. We're not going
to
hurt her.
But- hey, yeah, smart. Seems like a smart thing to do. I mean, especially if you've heard that the cops like to shoot dogs, as we've heard so many times on this this show. I know, not all cops, but the ones that do these police raids certainly seem to be a little itchy on the trigger finger, a little adrenaline junkie. And so she just wanted to make sure her dog wasn't going to get in the way and anger the cops and cause problems. So a reasonable request. And under unreasonable circumstances, and the cops said, oh, yeah, we're not going to hurt your dog.
But Wrinkles was killed anyway after an officer opened the bathroom door.
They started shooting the dog, and I screamed, and I backed up, and I went around this way, and I said, please don't shoot him.
Police say the dog attacked an officer. Robinson says officers even used her water cooler after killing her dog.
They washed their hands in my drinking water.
Now, I actually saw the footage, and it's still bloody. The drinking water, it's brown. It looks like it's bloody. I mean, I'm presuming there was blood in there. They killed this dog, and then they proceeded to wash up in her little Culligan Man cooler that she had there.
So this was clearly drinking water. This wasn't some
one of those coolers. You've seen one at my house before. I've got it out in the back room right now.
So where
one of those electric coolers with the heating element, the cooling element in it?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Does
but where does it hold water?
Does she not have a sink?
It's one of those 5-gallon coolers.
I know what it is, but how does the water get back into it?
It doesn't go back into it. There's just a little catch area down
in the
bottom.
Oh, so down in the catch area?
Right, in the catch area. You can see it was really, unless she hadn't cleaned it in a long time, it was pretty, it looked like
well,
it was
bloody. Well, they didn't show it to you because They didn't show it to you because it was unclean. They showed it to you because it was bloody.
That's my presumption. They didn't make that clear, but it was still pretty outrageous. Even if it wasn't blood, it was still pretty outrageous what she was saying. That
yeah,
they came,
the
just
bloody
came
fingerprints
right over.
On her right. You know, little tap there that
after they execute her dog in front of her, after she specifically asked them if she could put the dog in the bathroom, they then have a gall to go and just wash up at the, you know, the Culligan cooler.
The way this seems, and I don't know these guys, and I don't know how they are, and I'm sure they would deny this, but it just seems like a group of people that, and I'm talking about dog assassins, not necessarily cops, that just believe that they can, that they're better than the other people, you know? I mean, I would never consider shooting someone's dog. I mean, if it came out into the street and I suppose I had a gun for killing dogs or something like that, I would think you use pepper spray. They have tasers. They've got pepper spray. They've got all kinds of things. But the first thing they have to go for is the gun.
Well, clearly they don't have to.
It's because they can get away with it, because they're not going to get seriously in trouble for shooting a dog.
Right. They believe
and
that
they want to shoot something.
They believe that they're they believe they're superior to you, and they're right. That's really what it comes down to. They can shoot your dog. They can come onto your property asking directions. We've seen it happen before.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
You know, a dog gets too close to them, and they can shoot it.
Officer safety.
The dog doesn't have to make any noise because the officer can just say, "I was in fear for my life."
Yep, that's all they ever have to say.
Not even for fear for life, just fear for bodily injury.
And every time, except for the kitten incident.
I wonder if they're getting horror stories about dogs attacking cops or something. You know, I just wonder what's
priming
them.
I think they just want to shoot. I think they just, like you said, Dale, I think they just want to shoot something.
Why doesn't the mailman operate that way? I mean, mailmen are government employees, and they are exposed to probably as many, if not far more. I would take the far more category, dogs.
Absolutely.
And what do? They mace them. The dog, you know, admittedly, the dog is very uncomfortable. I'm sure the owners are.
But they live.
Can be a little upset. And I'm sure that there's some mace happy. I know there's some mace happy mailmen out there. But why can't the cops do that?
Like you say, I mean, they're completely immune and they know it.
Robinson says the shooting never had to happen because her grandson hasn't lived in her home for 12 years.
Now then, a little bit of detective work might have actually uncovered that bit of information. They were looking for her grandson for some sort of drug claims that the police were making, and he hadn't been there for a dozen years. I mean, how much work goes into this stuff? Is it just that
this group of guys just go in and shoot this lady's dog, wash their hands in her drinking water, and leave?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
that's it.
They look like incompetent dog murderers, I suppose, because they are.
My grandson, couldn't he come in here because he haven't lived here so long? My dog don't know my grandson.
We looked through the whole incident.
Police are investigating to see if any policies were violated.
We looked through the whole incident. That's where they cut the clip off, so we don't know what other, the public information bureaucrat, we don't know what else they said, but we can predict it, can't we?
Oh, I know what's going to happen. If we look at this story in a couple of months, nothing will have occurred except the police. If they do, say something, which they don't have to.
Police,
if they do
clear
say
the
something,
shooters.
Yeah, it's everything's fine.
We're violated.
They can't bring me my dog back. I don't want no apology. They need to be fired and get somebody on the job that know what they're doing.
Robinson says.
I can't disagree. These people walk into this lady's house looking for her grandson that hasn't lived there in 13 years. And they shoot her dog and wash their hands in her drinking water. All she's asking for is their job.
That should be the minimum, that they should get fired.
Yep. You know,
she should get some restitution as well for her lost loved one. I mean, that's her partner that she's living with, basically, at this point.
There's no civilian parallel to this. You can't say, well, if this was such and such or so and so and it was me doing it, then it would be this way. Because I don't have the legal power to go onto this woman's property, whereas these police officers can go to a judge, and a judge clearly doesn't require any kind of detective work behind this.
No.
They ask for a search warrant on a house that this guy hasn't lived in 13 years. What if it wasn't even his grandmother? What if it was a new tenant?
In addition, in the video footage, you actually see a little bit of the search warrant. They misspelled resident. This is a word they use all the time. It's one of their legal terms. There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
This summer, how about finally taking charge of your health? Be just like me and do all the things you want to do with New Zealand's Nature Bee. Here's Mike Buck, all the way from Hawaii, with a sizzling summer special to help you find the way.
Hello there, and happy weekend coming up, Free Talk Live. You know what? Especially these days,
You better have good nutrition. If your body's not getting all the elements it needs from the food you eat, down goes your energy level, up goes your stress. You'll be tired all the time. Now, if that's a typical day in your house, we can fix that right up. Two golden Nature Bee plant pollen capsules from New Zealand can give you the support you need to turn that all right around.
Now, we know that Nature Bee will do for you, but what's that sizzling summer deal that you were talking about?
All right, look at this. This is our best deal yet. When you order or reorder a six-month supply of Nature Bee for just $99.95 plus delivery, you get this bonus pack, $99.95 worth of our Bee Slim project. That's a weight loss program, includes a supplement, delicious meal planner, an exercise guide, even a tape measure to track your progress.
Well, that does sound like a perfect plan B. How can folks make it happen, Mike?
It is the perfect plan B, and all you got to do, remember, $99.95 for the Nature Bee, $99.95 free from Bee Slim. All you got to do is make the toll-free call to New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or if you're listening to Free Talk Live online, hey, Nature Bee is there, Nature B-E-E. That's naturebee.com.
Now, it is a great deal, and don't forget their complete money-back guarantee. I've been taking it for a couple of months now, and I really have seen a difference in my life. You can call them toll-free at 866-834-8355 or just do it online at naturebee.com.
All right, the dog-killing news continues. There's no shortage of dog-killing stories, at least by the hands of the police out there these days. There was a video posted over at freekeen.com earlier today, and actually the very same story is now the second story on our website at freetalklive.com. We started out by telling you about a grandmother who had the police come to her house looking for her grandson. Now, her grandson hadn't been there for a dozen years, but nonetheless, they came in and raided her home, and she asked if she could put the dog into the bathroom for safekeeping during the raid. The cop said, okay, we're not going to hurt your dog. Then they opened the door to the bathroom. The dog came out, and they shot the hell out of the dog, apparently. Multiple bullet holes in the trailer and the steps and things like that. They then proceeded to wash their hands in her drinking machine and the little water dispensing machine that she had there and what looks like a
bubbler
trailer or something like that. And they left, and now they're being investigated. And, of course, the investigation will show that they're completely innocent, that there's no wrongdoing here. It's okay. It's, our cops are allowed to kill dogs on a whim.
You know, we had a friend here, Brian Travis, who had his farm raided essentially by kind of a deputized ASPCA worker. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It makes you wonder, where is the ASPCA in incidents like this?
When the cops kill dogs.
Right. When cops kill dogs, and we have footage after footage, report after report of police just, it seems like a war on dogs.
Yeah.
And where is the ASPCA in these instances? Oh, they're harassing civilians. Why? Because, well, they're in bed with the government.
This video that...
You can shoot civilians' animals, but...
Right. Oh, yeah, if you kill a cop's animal, then you're in big trouble. But at WGEM.com, they're reporting, and they show the video, and it's at YouTube. I'm not going to get into the details here as to what happened, but this dog was in the apparently in the road or something like that. The cops came up. One of the cops has that, I don't know what you call it, that noose thing on a pole that you capture an animal with.
Yeah.
So those poles are at least 8-10 feet long. They're pretty long poles. It's designed to keep the animal away from you in case it tries to bite you.
Yeah, it's at least 6, if not 8.
It's to keep the animal handler as safe as possible when they're dealing with a rabid animal or something that's possibly dangerous. Makes sense, right?
Nobody wants to get pinched, right?
You bring out the pole, and so for a little while in the video, and it's a silent video. There's no audio running because it's from the cop car's camera. But the weirdest thing is the cop gets in his car and turns the camera toward the road. So the front dash camera, he turns the camera to point towards where the dog is, which seemed very strange to me, considering what he ended up doing. There were two cops there. One of them had a taser pulled out and aimed at the dog the whole time.
Was the dog alive?
The dog was alive. It was in the road. And this cop that turns the camera then goes out. He grabs the noose device, for lack of a better term. I don't know what it's called. He grabs that thing. He starts going after the dog. Of course, the dog is running around trying to get away from it.
Has it been shot at this point?
No, not at all.
I'm sorry. We're not talking about this old woman's dog anymore, right?
I'm sorry. I thought I started the segment by explaining there's another story
on the top of our website.
There's a second story.
Lay off that aspartame.
On the top of our website right now, it's the second story on the site. So in this case, I'm not going to give you the details as to why they were there. This dog did not seem dangerous. You can see the video. It runs for several minutes. The
cop is, if it wanted to bite somebody, it probably would have done that.
Well, what kind of dog was it, just out of curiosity? It
looked like a pit mix.
Trying to picture it.
It looked like a pit mix. So the cop's running after it, trying to get it. And it almost looks like it's on a leash. I'm pretty sure the dog itself is on a leash, yet the officer is still having trouble getting to it.
Well, it's not like training these guys. These aren't trained animal control agents.
Eventually, he finally gets the noose around the dog. So he's got total control of the dog. Of course, the dog doesn't like it. He's trying to get away. He's trying to, you know, wriggle his way
Who's
out of the
this guy, and why has he got a stick with a string on it around
the
neck?
But the cop has total control over the dog, and he leads the dog over what appears to be the side of the road, still holding this noose device in one hand. The dog is firmly at bay, is nowhere near anybody. He then pulls his firearm out and caps the dog.
Is the dog rabid?
No. It's just a family dog.
Did it hit someone?
The allegations were that the dog chased after and attacked a six-year-old girl. However, the other owner says that, you know, that didn't happen. So the dog is not biting anyone at that time, and there's no real evidence.
It's under control at that point.
Yes, under total control. And the guy actually gets it under total control before he shoots it.
Video evidence that it's under control.
And then the dog is still alive at that point, laying on the ground. Its tail starts wagging. And he pulls the gun out again and shoots it in the head.
Well, if the dog's been I support shooting
the second shot.
A dog that's been, you know, shot. I mean, you're talking about
if you're going
to
shoot
put out of its suffering.
Right, but if you're going to shoot the dog, why wait until if you're this half-cocked cop that's you're just looking for a chance to shoot something and you're going to shoot the dog, why not just shoot the damn dog? What's the point in spending all the time trying to get the noose around its neck as though you want to take it somewhere or control it or do something with it? Why not just pull the gun out and start shooting at the dog? Wouldn't it be more challenging that way? And the dog might be able to actually run. You might be able to fire off a few shots at the dog. You might be able to pull the trigger a few times before you actually ice the thing.
It's
but no,
creepy. It's like an execution.
That's exactly what it was. He just had it right there, man. He had total control over it.
Well, I can't say. I mean, you know, it's when it comes to these biting situations,
there's no allegation that it actually bit. The allegation is that this dog that the owner describes as playful, liked to jump around, never acted aggressively towards anyone. The other person claims that it was being aggressive toward her child, that I hear a big dog growling, and I turn around, and it was running toward us. I shut my daughter behind me and started to yell and kick at it. So
there are people in this world that are just scared to death of dogs.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
so that's it.
Well, don't be a policeman.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. 9231, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including our bulletin board system. You can go there. There are over 500,000 posts and a lot to talk about there, from serious issues to silly nonsense. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. However, just put something up on the BBS, a question about whether or not we should purge the BBS. Apparently, it's getting a little too big.
What do you mean?
It's gotten the database that the BBS is using for this, to store all those 500,000 posts, is apparently getting pretty difficult to run maintenance on, because I guess things need to be updated in there.
So you might have to take out really old posts.
Well, I don't know. We're talking about upgrading the forum software that's supposed to help with the problem, but I don't know if it's going to make it go away entirely. So I'm thinking about maybe just doing a purge of some really old posts. Maybe, you know, purge stuff that's older than a few years or something like that. Although I don't like that idea. So
people like to go back. Yeah, can you archive it? I don't know.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Looking at options. Anyway, it's one of those growing pains issues. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and enjoy. It's all free on the house. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, so much to continue to discuss here tonight. I think we've covered the dog shooting videos for today. We've covered there are two dogs at least that have been murdered here that we've discussed so far tonight. But there's more to discuss, and Mark, you've got an email that you wanted to share this evening. Plus, coming up, Dale's going to share with us five gun myths that we learned from watching Hollywood movies.
Yeah.
So, Mark, email, please.
Yeah, I got this this email. It's actually from a very old friend of mine. Like, by very old, I mean this was my best friend from kindergarten through eighth grade. So first best friend kind of situation. And he, you know, I found him on Facebook, like so many other people have found old friends, 6 months ago or something like that. And, he at some point or another found out that I did a radio talk show. I mean, it's not like I hide that on my Facebook page. And you know, he considered himself to be a libertarian, and so we kind of talked about that a little bit. But he'd never heard the show. He happened to be in his car on last Saturday night and heard the show in Tampa, Florida. He now lives in the North Bay Area, and so the Southern Bay Area.
So he just came across it, huh?
Yeah, he happened to be in the car. Cool. And, you know, he's like, wow, I can't believe that you believe exactly like I do. I'm going to go back and listen to all the other shows. Yeah. And I said, good luck with that. You know, it's been 6 nights a week, 3 hours a night for, 8 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's not exactly right. But, you know, I mean, the show's lengthened and shortened and been on Saturday nights and not been on Saturday nights. And actually it was on Sunday nights at one point. But that brings us up to date on this email. And I guess what I'm – this question's kind of about nature, nurture. Are people born into things? Do things happen to people in order to change them into what they are?
Yes.
And, right. All those
all
things.
That.
All those things are true. But and, you know, like freakish coincidences and stuff like that. Now, he claims to – I'll read the email and then we can talk about it.
All right, please.
So he says, come on, man, that's only 7,500 hours of content. I can make that up easily. He says, I'm stunned by how much you and I think alike. Do you think it's a freak coincidence or did the time that we shared together as kids affect us both the same? Hmm. It's weird that my brothers are all hardcore Republicans, like my father, and... His name is John, and his brothers are like Joey, Jason, Jacob. It's not
yeah.
Jacob, but anyway, it's all
Jamie.
Very yeah. funny stuff. But his father's well-to-do orthodontist or something like that. So it's definitely not something that came from the way that I was parented. I don't keep in touch with anyone from our old school closely enough, but to know their politics, but from what I can see on Facebook, most of them have developed pretty much the same views as my brother. Really, a relatively expensive private Christian school, and in the South, the kids all grew up to be Republicans. What a surprise!
About that,
yeah. I do actually know one of our classmates is a libertarian too,
mm-hmm.
But you know, I guess it kind of draws that question up. This guy claims, John here claims to. The believe what I believe, which puts him on in a very fringe place. Now, maybe I've explained it in a manner that softens it up a little bit, and he's not quite as fringe as I'm imagining or whatever. But it puts him in a pretty far off the edge of the map area. And also on top of that, you know, he's raised in a Christian school. I'm raised in a Christian school. His religious views that he's claimed to me are Pastafarian. So,
okay, you know, so he's out of the mainstream as far
right,
as...
Right, really. So he's a follower of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, which is really just a joke, and that means that he doesn't take the religion thing terribly seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I believe that there's a God, but I don't think God is hell and brimstone and wants to punish you and all these other things.
You're a Quaker.
I am, but that doesn't really describe to anybody exactly what
true.
I believe.
It's too broad.
Yeah, there's different types of Quakers
that's
all
true,
over
yeah.
America. So, you know, I've called myself all kinds of things. I like the way the Quakers think, and so I go to that particular meeting. But anyway, I just kind of wonder what would happen that would cause two close friends. I mean, everything you can think about best friends, mm-hmm. we did that. We went over to each other's houses. We were best friends for 8-9 years in school.
Sexual experimentation.
No. Well, I'm sorry. Not everything you can think of. Everything a normal person would think of.
You ever play doctor with him?
No. What are you talking about? I never even considered doing any of this stuff. I had female friends I didn't know.
I played doctor with female friends.
I'm sorry, man. I'm telling you, there were girls in the neighborhood, and they tried to take my pants off on more than one occasion, and I wouldn't let them.
Hmm.
So I didn't really understand this whole doctor playing thing. I was not into that. I was not. You are not going to get my pants off, young lady. You know, that wasn't going to happen.
You don't have that problem anymore, though, huh?
What do you mean?
Girls trying to take your pants off.
No. Yeah, busloads of cheerleaders chasing you down the street.
You'd only known at the time.
Right. Right.
Sorry to distract.
Life certainly has changed. So I guess I'm just wondering, you know, what could have happened? Because I can't think of anything. I'm just kind of left. And I'm sure that this applies to everybody. I mean, what shapes people?
Boy, I don't know. Any ideas?
A lot of things, I think. I think that, you know, it's Well, where to begin? Nature or nurture? Yeah, I think it's both.
You know, I'm kind of the opinion. I'm sure Jonathan. I'm just guessing with Jonathan on this one. He is that he probably came from the Republican wing of things, like mm-hmm. I did, and it seems like a good conservative should be fiscally conservative. A person who's fiscally conservative believes that the government is wasteful and incompetent. If you believe that the government's wasteful and incompetent, all you have to do is you know, take a closer look, and you gather more evidence. And the more evidence you gather, the closer you'll come to the idea that, wow, the government really can't do anything right. Mm-hmm. And as you come to that point of view, you'd be like, well, and you believe as a conservative, you generally believe in the marketplace and the marketplace's ability to solve problems. Claim.
Well, they don't use the term marketplace necessarily either. A lot of conservatives talk about business, you know, being pro-business.
I understand how it ends up.
A lot of them are government helping business. And it ends up that way, but I mean, I'm not even sure they tend to use the term marketplace.
Well, all I'm saying is I came from a certain place, and those ideas were, you know, they sounded good to me. I believed in the free market. I believe in the power of people to make voluntary decisions amongst themselves, and that is the best order for, the social order. And, you know, as you apply that in more and more places, it can be hard to apply it in the areas of like the military, the police, fire departments, and roads and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether Jonathan actually applies them in that area specifically. I haven't talked to him about everything, but he claims to agree, and it just kind of, you know, it makes me sort of believe that a conservative could come to these ideas just by thinking about them. And a liberal would say, well, violence against your neighbor uninitiated is a very bad thing. It's bad to oppress people and all that other stuff. And that's all government does. So a liberal should be able to come to these ideas in the same way. So, I mean, it doesn't, you know, maybe there's no event where we were on the monkey bars together and, you know, something was said or something happened that brought us the idea.
Maybe I'll just hate his authority. That could bring you there, too.
We didn't act like it. We were good. I never got into trouble.
I thought you were an anarchist in high school.
In high school, but that's something different.
Okay, more coming up here. You can take control. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you want to help support this program, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop, even used items if you need to save a few extra bucks, plus free super saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new products. amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, just a moment ago, Mark, you were sharing an email. It was a personal email you had received from an old friend, somebody who you were buddies with. And you had told me, I thought you had told me off the air, it was through high school, but I guess that's not the case. When did you
I told you this a couple of days ago. In high school, we split paths.
In the middle of high school? Or
no, after junior high, okay. And that's what our school called it, junior high. We both went to high school, but our high schools were
different.
We went to public high school, and our high schools were on opposite sides of town because we lived on opposite sides of town. And I think we probably saw each other a handful of times. But
as so many young people do. I remember that happening when I left my elementary school, went to middle school. You know, you'd spent years with the folks in that first school.
You're pretty
and
much wherever they put
again.
You. Yeah. I mean, when you're a child, you're bumped around by wherever adults put you, and that's where you are.
Yes, but socialization is so important when it comes to these institutions. You must send your child to
Think socialization is important. I just don't think that the way to get it is through public schools.
Right. Or, I think that
– you know, that the environment of – I think the environment of 30 kids and one teacher for much of the day is not a healthy environment for a kid.
Or how about being forced to socialize with people that you may not otherwise get along with? Mark,
right.
You were talking during the break about being beaten up and beating people up and, you know, just kind of taking out your frustration on people. And
you think that was overall a good thing, like you learned from it or it shaped you or something in a good way?
It's at one point that I would have considered socialization to be a code word for the hazing, pecking order thing that goes on in school in general, because I went to a Christian school from kindergarten through eighth grade, and I could absolutely tell you, and the classroom sizes, as I recall, were kept somewhere between 20 and 25. That stuff still went on. It's still Lord of the Flies out there on the playground. Mm-hmm. I mean, the teachers do their very best, to keep this stuff down, but that's what happens when you put a bunch of kids together. And the idea that is what socialization is what I find so weird and abhorrent. I used to think that way, and I don't think that way anymore, because I've seen so many homeschool kids that act like polite little adults.
Yeah, young adults.
I know people, some people rear back from that, say, kids need to be kids. Do kids need to be little savages?
Mm.
And then work their way out of that savagery in order to have learned something?
They need a chance to be with other kids and play and socialize with other kids, but with plenty of adult supervision. They need plenty of exposure to adults to learn adult social skills.
And there's just not much of that at school. I mean, you've got the time with the teacher in the class, but when the kids are together, it's just... like you say, I mean, it's almost completely uncontrolled. They're picking on each other. They're making fun of each other. They're hurting each other.
Right. What does one get from a truly miserable school experience? What do you take from that?
If you were the, hate life, you right. hate people. You're some afraid of interacting.
You know, teen suicide is you know, huge.
How about the teens that take other people's lives, like in Columbine?
Teen homicides. You know, those kids were suicidal too, and they were right. angry and suicidal, which is a terrible combination. I wonder if you can show the statistics between homeschooled kids and their suicides. And
that's a good question.
You know, public school and regular school kids.
How many homeschooled kids go on? Massacres.
I have frequently described public school as a form of child abuse, and I hear all these people talking about whether or not to raise the benefits of teachers through the public, the teachers unions and things like that. And my thought is we shouldn't be considering that. We should be considering whether to prosecute them for child abuse.
Well, you know? I don't know. I
only say that in jest because I really don't believe in prosecuting anybody and using the system to do stuff. But I just say it to make a point. You know, that I really think that there's serious harm coming out of public school systems.
I don't know that I'm not prepared to just point at public school, because I can tell you that my private school experience, I believe that it was.
Well, the private schools are very similar to the public schools. I mean, they're under the same standard. Expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that I got a better education in private school, a more focused education. The teachers cared about how well we did. But as far as the socialization, which, as I said, is code word for hazing, I think that
not
it was
so different.
Yeah, it was just the same as far as it's, I don't
we
know.
Teach,
I don't
we
know
actually
what it was
teach
like,
kids but. Something that we don't tell adults. They're constantly telling adults it's something different. But they tell kids when they put them in these environments, and I think it's just because they're lazy, frankly, and it's just they don't know what else to do. They, you know, they're always telling kids to work things out on their own. You know, if you have a problem, if you're having a problem, someone's threatening you or something, you know, work it out. And that's what you're talking about, the hazing, the throw a kid in a swimming pool and sink or swim. They'll learn how to swim because you throw them in the water. And there's this idea that you're just supposed to kind of figure that out. You know, if you're being picked on at school, well, work it out. Work it out between yourselves. But in reality, they always, you know, the cops will always tell you, no, always call the cops to help work out a conflict. Don't ever try to just do it yourself, you know. And so it's really kind of a counterintuitive thing that what they tell kids versus what they tell people that supposedly they have expectations to function in a civilized society and not to fight with each other. You know, the point of it really, I mean, I don't like the idea, oh, call the cops or whatever to work out a dispute. But the point is, don't just fight it out, right? If you live in a civilized society, you don't just fight it out. You try to get an arbitrator involved or something. You work it, you know, you get... You don't, you know, but that's, like you said, it's Lord of the Flies with kids.
Yeah, they don't do much arbitrating at the government schools, at least in my recollection. Usually there's an accuser who accuses somebody, one of the kids accuses another kid of doing something, and then one of them gets the blame, and they get punished. There's not really ever any kind of mediation that went on, at least in my experience. I want to go to the phones, to the fun here. You're welcome to share your school experiences. Maybe you would like to add to the conversation. You're welcome to 800-259-9231, or bring up anything. We've got Michael in South Carolina. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, y'all make some really great points about socialization in public schools. It was a terrible experience for me. But I wanted to kind of change the subject, if you don't mind.
Sure, sure.
Talk about secession a little bit.
Oh, please. Go right ahead.
There seems to be, I've noticed, a growing acceptance of secession. I see articles kind of have flooded the Internet, and pretty much all the people I talk to are at least willing to consider the idea, whereas...
Really?
A few years ago, they weren't.
Are you talking to a lot of people about it?
I am.
That's great.
I'm with the Third Palmetto Republic in South Carolina. It's kind of similar to the Second Vermont Republic up there near where y'all are. So
what's it called? The Third what Republic?
Third Palmetto Republic.
Third Palmetto? Like the plant?
South Carolina is the Palmetto State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're the Palmetto State. So. Yeah.
Well, great. I think that's fantastic. Is there a website for the Third Palmetto Republic?
PalmettoRepublic.org.
Oh, great. So what's the plan? How are you guys going to get out of the union?
Well, we have a rally coming up in Mount Pleasant on the 3rd of July, just the day before Independence Day, and we're promoting, we're putting out podcasts and putting out articles, and we just started, to be honest.
That's good.
But
has to start somewhere.
Yeah, we're doing what we can, and I think that the environment is right for this because, like I say, people I talk to today, most of the people I talk with are conservatives. Now, this is a very conservative state. And you know, under people like Bill Clinton, they weren't willing to consider secession. Under Bush, they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But now they are, a lot of people. And I find it very encouraging.
I agree, and I think that's great news. I'm actually on your website right now. It's a nice-looking site. A lot of times you don't get the best presentation on some websites, but I have to say yours looks pretty good. So how many people are involved in this movement, would you say, at this point?
Well, there's a lot of secessionists in South Carolina that I'm aware of personally and in contact with. There's a few friends and myself who started this particular group, but we're trying to work with other people who also support secession, but maybe come at it from a different angle. We're kind of more libertarian, but there's a lot of secessionists who are more conservative,
mm-hmm.
and some who are even kind of theocratic. But as
yeah,
long
you
as
guys,
agree,
the what do they call the Christian Exodus group picked South Carolina as the place they're going to be coming to. I think there's probably only 20 of them, but they'll be coming your way.
But it was picked.
They're definitely the theocratic types.
Right. They're out there. But, you know, as long as we agree on secession, you know, and in principle, if we can secede from the Union, then there's no reason that a part of South Carolina, if they weren't happy with a...
Well, I welcome the competition because I think it'll be interesting to see which political designation secedes first. And I'm hoping it'll be New Hampshire. But, man, if South Carolina paves the way, that's great news. And thank you. And, of course, I'd rather have you come up here to New Hampshire and help us free ourselves. But the competition's good, too. Hour number two's coming up. Thanks for the heads up on that. 800-259-9231. That's palmettorepublic.org for the South Carolina folks. More coming up. Hour two on the way. Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.